'cause that's what hallelujah means. Let's close up all the songbooks and shut our lips up tight. Why waste our breath on singing if we can't sing it right? It tells us in the Bible, it's right there in His Word. His true name is Yahweh, so why call Him Lord? Oh, sing hallelujah if you don't believe in Yah, 'cause when you do, you're praising His true name. Oh, sing hallelujah if you don't believe in Yah, 'cause that's what hallelujah means. We can't go to college and get that degree. Go through every school of learning from sea to shining sea. But we can't change the basics by changing His name, 'cause it's the truth that was delivered to the saints. So don't sing hallelujah if you don't believe in Yah, 'cause when you do, you're praising His true name. Don't sing hallelujah if you don't believe in Yah, 'cause that's what hallelujah means.
I wonder why the world calls Him Jesus. That is not His name. His true name is Yahweh.
Don't sing hallelujah.
And Lord means Baal. Jesus comes from the Greek god Zeus. But in the word by the Greek translators, His name is Yahweh, the creator of the universe. Let's remember to always call Him Yahweh.
We greet you, everybody, in the great name of Yahweh. We're coming to you tonight live right here on WWCR around the world on September the 28th, moving right along to Tabernacles. That'll be in Murphy, North Carolina. That'll begin on the 14th day of October. Hope and trust that you can be with us. Call for information and service times and things of this nature. We expect a lot of happenings. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in what is described in the Bible as a time of Jacob's trouble. Jacob's in trouble. We're going to tell you why tonight. And you see, everybody wants a monetary solution. Everybody wants a solution of the government. Everybody wants their solutions, but they don't want Yahweh. They won't return to Yahweh. And tonight, the title of our message will deal with that aspect of returning to Yahweh, as we entitle our message tonight, Strangers of the Land. Strangers in the Land. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a nation of strangers. In the Bible, in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 16, the prophetic utterance for Israel in our day was mentioned by Yahweh and brought to the table. Listen what it says as I read from Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 16. This people will rise up and go a-whoring after the gods of the strangers of the land. Yahweh, now therefore, said, write you this song, Moses, and teach it to the descendants of Israel. Now remember that. Write the song and teach it to the descendants. That's future tense. Verse 19. And it shall come to pass when many evils and troubles are befallen them. It shall come to pass. A future reference tense. So then, ladies and gentlemen, I said tonight, we are in a time of Jacob's trouble, prophesied by the Mighty One, Deuteronomy 31, chapter, and the 32nd chapter of Deuteronomy, and it's related to Deuteronomy chapter 28, the chapter of blessings if you serve me, and cursings upon you, not upon the enemy, ladies and gentlemen. You notice this now. As long as Israel was being blessed, the curse was upon Israel's enemy. And as long as the enemy was blessed, the cursing was upon Israel. It had a vice versa. If you serve me, Yahweh said, I will let these things good happen to you. If you serve me not, I will let these evil things come upon you. And here it's recorded in a song of all things. Nobody's singing the song. And if you really remember the song American Pie, have you ever thought about that song lately? Bye bye, Miss American Pie. I drove my Chevy to the levee, and the levee was dry. The Irish, ladies and gentlemen, are not drinking whiskey and rye. They're drinking the wrath, the Scot and the Irish, the descendants who have let the strangers come into the land. They have brought their gods. This people shall go a whoring after the gods of the strangers of the land. Now therefore write you this song and teach it to the descendants of Israel. It shall come to pass that when many evils and troubles are befallen them, this song will testify them against them as a witness, and evil will befall them in the latter days. Verse 29. Now, I'm going to read that again for you, because the impact and the prophecies are astounding. The time has come, and we are in the time of Jacob's trouble. It shall come to pass when many evils, many troubles, you shall be the tail and not the head. Simply because you have left me, you have forgotten me, you have forsaken me. We're going to find out what we have forsaken him for, ladies and gentlemen. Because the Bible is distinctively and very clear, but nobody wants to take the castor oil of the Scriptures. We don't want to wash away our tradition. We can't get rid of Santa Claus and Easter bunnies and the whore church and the whore prostitutes and the harlots. Behold, I will testify against them as a witness, and evil will befall them in the latter days. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's a time of trouble for America. This is the New Jerusalem, whether you'll have it or not. This is the land of the true Israel. That little fox fire land, where it was just a breeding ground for the main body of the descendants that would leave that land and come to a land of milk and honey and build it up to the greatest nation and expand as the stars of heaven and the sands of the sea, only to have evil testify against them with troubles and many evils in the latter days. And the song that Yahweh told Moses to write is recorded in the 32nd chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, and it is commonly known as the Song of Moses, as we read in chapter 31, verse 16, again. And Yahweh said unto Moses, Behold, thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, and this people will rise up and go a-whoring after the gods and the strangers of the land. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, the preachers are bridled in the pulpits with the threat of those strangers that say, if you get political, you can't teach your political agenda from the pulpits no more. If you cry out against the political government, then you have violated your 501(c) contract, and we will take away your tax-free status. That's, ladies and gentlemen, is a threat and a promise. And therefore, the prostitutes of the whore system of the 501(c) Bill Bucks has allowed the strangers to come in, allowed the strangers of the land to join themselves to Baal, as the Bible says, they shall go a-whoring after the gods of the strangers of the land, whether they go among them, and will forsake me and break my covenant which I made with them. And then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them, saith Yahweh, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured. And many evils shall trouble, come upon, and befall them, so that they will say in that day, Are not these evils come upon us, because Yahweh is not among us? Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that I have right here, right now, in front of me, an article, and this is a directive from the Catholic Church Vatican headquarters in Rome. Vatican City, Catholics at worship should neither sing nor pronounce the name of God as Yahweh, the Vatican has said, citing the authority of both Jewish and Christian practice. Now let me give that to you again, as we are being directed to forget the name of Yahweh. We're going to get into the reasons that we have forgot it and why we're being punished. You shall neither sing nor pronounce the name of God as Yahweh. Well, Pastor Buddy is bucking the trend. Pastor Buddy is bringing the great and the true name of Yahweh, the high and the mighty name, the name that every knee shall bow to and every tongue shall confess. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to show you that the strangers have come in. These are the people that are not attached to the covenant. These are worshipers of Satan. And they masquerade as the true people of God. These are liars, and they are of the house of Baal. Ladies and gentlemen, just like the song said, they do not want to call upon the name of Yahweh, but they'll call him Lord, and Lord means Baal. We're going to prove that to you. You know, we don't give you nothing here on the Shepherd's Call, it lest we can prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. Now, what's wrong with the name of Yahweh? In the Hebrew Bible, and it's indisputable, that his name is written approximately 7,000 times. It has been altered and changed by the fearful translators to Lord and to Baal, because Lord means Baal. We're going to prove that to you, ladies and gentlemen. And anybody that wants to use Lord, L-O-R-D, in place of Y-H-W-H, is guilty of the treason of spiritual high treason, and will be guilty of taking the name in vain. And we're going to go to the book of Numbers chapter 25 here very shortly, and we're going to show you those that take the name of Yahweh in vain, what happens to them, and what should happen to them, and what will happen to them when the wrath of the Almighty Yahweh is revealed from heaven against all this unrighteousness of the strangers that are in the land, to bring many evils and troubles to befall the house of Jacob in America in the latter days. I will surely, when they do that, verse 17, my anger will be kindled against them. I will forsake them. I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured. And many evils and troubles. You want to know what's wrong with America? Ladies and gentlemen, you say, oh, we used to loan money to all these nations. Yeah, we were the head. But we let the strangers come in. Benjamin Franklin warned you and me and our fathers against letting these who claim to be God's chosen people come into the land. And they've turned this land into corruption. They've turned it into a burning fire of greed and desire for filthy lucre. And now, the greatest apostate church in the world is now banning, and neither can we sing it or pronounce it, they say, the name of Yahweh, citing that both Jewish and Christian practices would take offense. And the instruction came on June the 29th in 208, a letter to Catholic bishops in conferences around the world from the Vatican's top head man, the Pope, and the Congregation for Divine Worship and Sacrament by the explicit directive of Pope Benedict the 16th. And in recent years, the practice has crept in, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, in recent years, the practice has crept in. I wonder if it's because Pastor Buddy is bringing back and renewing the faith through boldness and daring to go against the grain and preach against all these false names and these false Baal gods and honoring and holding up and proclaiming the great tetragrammaton of the great and the mighty magnanimous name of Yahweh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh is a strong tower. The righteous will run into it, and now the evil are running away from it, ladies and gentlemen, just like the harlot that fleeth when a trouble comes. I will hide my face, and in that day they shall say, these evils have come upon us because Yahweh is not among us. Ladies and gentlemen, you will pay for refusing to use the name of Yahweh. There is no nation that will ever escape by taking the name of Yahweh in vain. And I'm not talking about saying some predictable curse word. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been so taken out of truth that we wouldn't know truth if it hit us between the eyes with a 2x4. And sometimes I believe that we're going to have to start preaching with a 2x4 to get this across to the thick-headed, dumb, lost, and confused sheep of Israel that are sitting in the Babylonian assemblies across the land using the false names of Baal in place of, and now it's official, ladies and gentlemen, the Great Whore Church. And let me assure you, when the Whore Church speaks, the harlots tremble. All these other denominational 501(c) will follow suit. And now it'll become against the practices of these churches because it said the practice of the name which is commonly pronounced as Yahweh through other versions include Jahweh and Jehovah, but some pronunciation violations long-standing in Jewish tradition, the Vatican reminded the bishops that the Holy Tetragrammaton, Yahweh, should not be used in the public as an expression of the infinite greatness and majesty of Yahweh. The name was held to be unpronounceable, and hence was replaced during the reading of the sacred scriptures by means of the use of the alternative name Adonai, which means in English, Lord, the letter directive said. The practice continued with Christianity. The letter explained, recalling the church's tradition from the beginning, that the sacred Tetragrammaton was never pronounced in the Christian context, nor translated into any of the languages into which the Bible was translated other than the original Hebrew tongue. Invoking a Vatican document from 201, the Congregation Committee reminded the bishop that the name Yahweh in Catholic worship should be replaced by Lord, or a word equivalent in meaning in the local languages. The Vatican's move has required changes in a number of hymns. Oh dear, I'm so sorry that they're having to change their hymnal books. And they're having to reword their prayers, which are currently in use in American churches, but not to the Mass itself, said the U.S. Bishop. Catholic News Service quoted on August the 8th a letter from Bishop Arthur J. Saron Antony of Paterson, New Jersey, chairman of the U.S. Bishops Committee of Divine Worship, informing the American prelates of the policy. The Vatican's instruction, he wrote, would serve as an encouragement to show reverence. Now listen to this stupidity. Reverence? To quit using the name? When Yahweh said, I want my name to be declared throughout the whole earth, and my people have been encouraged to forget my name. We're going to read that scripture, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to find out that they're going to forget it before the very directive here that they replaced Yahweh with Lord. And Lord means Baal. Don't say hallelujah if you don't believe in Yah. For that's what you do when you're praising His great name. Surely, verse 18, I will hide my face in the day for all the evils which they shall have wrought, and that they have turned unto their gods and their lords. Now therefore, write this song and teach it to the children of Israel. Put it in their mouths, that this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel. Now listen, ladies and gentlemen, when he said for Moses to write the song, he told them that he would testify against them in the witness, as a witness in the latter days. Well, the song was yet to be sung. At that time, they hadn't forgot his name. At that time, they hadn't gone whoring. Moses was telling them what the name was. He gave them the Tetragrammaton. Later, ladies and gentlemen, the 5013 churches have become guilty as we have drifted away, got cold, and separated from the truth of Yahweh, begin to substitute His name, and now it's official. The Catholic Church demands that the priesthood no longer dare say Yahweh in their services as they hold Mass and as they read prayers please do not use the name of Yahweh. What's wrong with Yahweh? Well, there's nothing wrong with Yahweh, Pastor Buddy. Well, why won't they use it? Well, simply because they love Baal. Oh, how sweet Lord is. How sweet Jesus has become. Jesus is a derivative of Zeus. And we've used this through the whore church and her coldness and indifference as she is encouraging her children and those Israelites who are caught up in there with her. It shall come to pass that when I have brought them, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, when I have brought them into the land which I swear unto the fathers, that floweth with milk and honey, that's America, and they shall have eaten and filled themselves, that's Great Britain, that's the great people of Ireland and Scotland and Germany and Denmark and the Netherlands, ladies and gentlemen, and then America and Australia. These are the peoples. These are the Caucasian people, my people. I'll swear that when they come into the land and when they have eaten and filled themselves and waxen fat, boy, ladies and gentlemen, America is the most overweight and out-of-shape nation. We lead the nation in heart attacks of the world. And sickness and cancer is growing so fast simply because we've been fed a genetic diet of altered food substances by the very people we claim to be holy and kosher. What a joke. These evils and troubles are befallen upon them, that this song shall testify against them as a witness. I suggest, and I won't have time tonight in this message, but I suggest that you read it. For it shall not be forgotten out of the mouths of their seed. Listen to that. It's the seed. It is the progeny. It is the future generation that Yahweh was commanding the song to be wrote. It will not be forgotten out of the mouths of their seed. For I know their imagination which they go about even now. Before I have brought them into the land which I shall swear. And Moses therefore wrote this song the same day and taught it unto the children of Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll assure you that the time has come, and we are in that day, ladies and gentlemen, that they have forgotten his name. I want you to listen to this song as we go along, and we'll listen to what it's got to say. This is a song that was written about America. About America. This will be the day that I die. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the day that America is dying for the lack of knowledge. Did you know that the Bible says emphatically that we're destroyed for the lack of knowledge? And therefore, since we reject Him, we're going to have to pay for all of the sins that have come up on us in this day. So then, Deuteronomy 31:29. Listen to the prophet. I know that after my death, you will utterly corrupt yourselves. Ladies and gentlemen, we went to bed, spiritually speaking, with every false god that can be imagined in America. We no longer can pledge allegiance to our God, lest we offend the Baals of the land. The ministers have lost their backbone and intestinal fortitude. They can't offend anyone, and so therefore they go along with the lies and the seem right and the smooth speech and the enticing words. You shall corrupt yourselves and turn aside from the way which Yahweh hath commanded you. Evil shall befall you in the latter days, because you will do evil in the sight of Yahweh to provoke Him to anger through the work of your hands. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you know that the prophetic message that was given to Israel is now coming to pass? Ladies and gentlemen, I am going to assure you that the time of trouble is come upon us. On February the 23rd in 1857, in a two-hour sermon to the U.S. Congress, boy, you couldn't, they're too busy meeting and printing Federal Reserve notes to pay off the debts of America that has gone a-whoring after other gods. Listen what he said. The Reverend F. E. Pitts told Congress that America was the new Israel, and that the Battle of Armageddon would be fought between the United States of America and Russia. He said that these two colossal powers would meet in a last decisive struggle to be fulfilled in a conflict that would enlist all nations and stir the world with commotion and drench the earth with blood. February 23rd, 1857, no one listened. George Washington, who himself was also a great leader, went so far as to say that in the vision that he had of the latter days of America, its final conflict during the Revolutionary War, that he had this vision at Valley Forge. He told a young soldier who wrote this down, and the vision was published by Wesley Bradshaw in the National Tribune, Volume 4, Number 12, in December of 1880, the part of Washington's vision that applies to the future. Again, I heard the mysterious voice saying, "Son of the Republic." Oh, man, how good that sounds. Son of the Republic. It's no longer a republic. It is a bankrupt and a corrupt Baal God land where we are no longer allowed to say, "Praise Yahweh, hallelujah." And the ones that do use hallelujah do it so half-heartedly and meaningless that they don't know. At the dark, shadowy angel that appeared over America placed a trumpet to his mouth and blew three distinct blasts and took water from the ocean and sprinkled it upon Europe, Asia, and Africa. And then my eyes beheld a fearful scene. From each of these continents arose a thick black cloud that soon joined into one, and throughout this mass was a dark red light by which I saw hordes of armed men. These men, moving with the cloud, marched by land, sailed by sea, and they came to America, which country was invoked in the volume of the cloud. And I dimly saw these vast armies devastate the whole country. They burnt down the villages and the towns and the cities which had been springing up. And as my ears listened to the thundering of the cannons and the clashing of the swords and the shouts and the cries and the panic of millions in mortal combat, I again heard the mysterious voice saying, "Son of the Republic, look and learn." And as the voice ceased, the shadowy angel from the first time, or the last time, dipped water again from the ocean and sprinkled it upon America. And instantly the cloud rolled back, together with the armies it had brought, leaving the inhabitants of the land victorious. Then once more I beheld the villages and the towns and the cities springing up, where I had seen them before. And while the bright angel planting the standard that he had brought in the midst of it cried with a loud voice, "While the stars remain and the heavens send down dew." Oh my, there, hallelujah, there is Moses' song recorded thousands of years ago. "Sent down dew upon the earth so long as the Union will last, while the stars remain." Did you know that the prophetic prophecy, as long as there is the sun and the moon and the stars, he said Israel will remain before him. And Satan has tried to bring down her standard. He has tried to dissolve the republic, ladies and gentlemen. And he has done a marvelous job of trying to destroy America. But America is predestined. America is a land of milk and honey, but she's going to turn into a land of blood flowing to the bridle reins of the horses and the chariots that go throughout the land. Yes, a time of trouble. It's not for the weak and the faint-hearted. It's not for the big, overfed lugs that are sitting in these dried-up bale houses hollering, "Lord." Well, you say now, well, why not use "Lord" or "God"? That's what the Bible says now, Pastor Buddy. I have them tell me. Well, that's what the Bible says, Pastor Buddy. It calls him Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, if I wrote you a love letter and sent it to you and told you I loved you and somebody intercepted it and changed it and said I don't love you, you'd believe a lie. Although it was my letter. The Bible says, "For they that add to his word," you say, "Oh, they'd never dare change the Bible," because it says holy on the front of it. Unholy men got a hold of it, ladies and gentlemen, and they have brought about the greatest deception by the word "Lord," as we read in Hosea chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. Listen, "It shall be said in that day, saith Yahweh, that thou shalt call me husband, and you shall no longer call me Baal. For I will take away the names of the Baals," plural, "out of her mouth." Out of the mouth of the republic that's gone a-whoring after the Baal gods and the strange gods and the gods of the stranger that have come into the land, and they shall no more be remembered by their name. Wesley's commentary concerning the breakdown of the specific words used in verse 16 and 17 that I just read of Hosea chapter 2, we find that Belial, which is "my Lord," by their name, their names perishing with them. Listen to that. Wesley's commentary, ladies and gentlemen, says that "Lord" and those that use it will perish. In that day they shall say, Lord, haven't we done many wonderful works in your name? And then Yahweh, who is not a Lord, neither is he a God. He don't know any lords, and he don't know any gods, according to Isaiah in chapter 43, verses 10 and 11, which caused my people to forget my name by their dreams. The prophets of Baal caused my people to forget my name by their dreams and by their directives, by this church letter directive, do not use the name of Yahweh. You know why, ladies and gentlemen? Simply because they're trying to ruin America. They don't love America. When they marched down the streets locked together in Selma, Alabama, claiming that they loved America, it was two Catholic priests and two Jewish rabbis. Mr. King wasn't even in the march. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a conspiracy here to do away and destroy the God of Israel. And now we are hooking up with a communist, a socialist agenda, and that's next on the table for America. The largest bailout in the history and indebtedness and the loss of money. Somebody found the money, ladies and gentlemen. I said last Sunday night, no money's ever lost. What is lost has been found by people that you wouldn't imagine. The same people that's appearing back before the Congress and Senate asking these corporate raiders have come back with their hands out and their hats in their hand very humbly, soliciting more money. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what $1 trillion is? That's 1,000 billion. And they're asking for trillions of dollars. Why use Lord? Why are you going to say hallelujah for? You can't serve two masters, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to say, Lord, haven't we done many wonderful works in your name? And then Yahweh will say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Everybody that calls on Lord are workers of iniquity. They don't know. Oh, yeah, they think they do. We say, well, what's so wrong about it, Pastor? But we'll read Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 27. They have forgotten my name for Baal. Well, if Baal is so bad, we should have a word breakdown, Pastor, but it will. Okay, you asked for it, and here it comes. Strong's Hebrew number 1168 is a Hebrew word for Baal. This is Strong's. You asked for it. Breaking down the word, Baal means Lord. Baal equals Lord. Strong number 1168, Hebrew word Baal, B-A-A-L, means Lord. Now, if Strong says that Lord or Baal was the supreme male divinity of the Phoenicians and the Canaanites. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. We have been very craftily and subtly persuaded to quit using Yahweh and worship the God of the Canaanites. The seed of Cain is coming to America, ladies and gentlemen, and they're ruling from the chief seats. Did you know they always loved the chief seats? They love to be greeted in the marketplace, and that's Wall Street. Oh, yeah. They have filled this country with their deception. Now, consider the title Lord. If you consider it as a name, you'll find evidence showing that it is exactly a name. So what about the title God? Is it also a title? Listen to me now. God, the common Teutonic word for a personal object of religious worship, applied to the superhuman beings of the heathen mythology. The word God, on the conversion of the Teutonic peoples, were converted to Christianity and was adopted as the same name of the one supreme being, according to the Encyclopedia Britannica, the 11th edition. And James Hastings, in his commentary, says of God, after the conversion of the Israelites to Christianity, the word came to be applied to the Christian deity. You see how Cain brought Lord into the mouth of the people of Israel. They have forgotten my name for Baal. Now, let's look at the scripture in the King James Version in Isaiah 65:11. But you are they that have forsaken Yahweh. You have forgot my holy mountain that prepares a table for the troop and that furnishes the drink offerings unto the number. Now, they were offering this to Baal. Now, if you uncover really what Satan would just love to keep covered up, and Pastor Buddy keeps uncovering it, and then the Baal prophets get up and smooth it over on Sunday when somebody hears Pastor Buddy on the shoreway, and they go ask their pastor, and they said, oh, no, no, you know that we're not talking about Baal when we worship the Lord, honey. We love the Lord. Don't you love the Lord, they'll say. Strong's number, 1168. Baal equals Lord. Right in their strong study Bible, which they have deceived you by putting Lord in, replacing the tetragrammaton. You are those that have forsaken Yahweh, and those who forget my set apart mountain, who prepare a table for Gad, and who fill a drink offering for Baal, Isaiah 65:11. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. And if you will, you shall receive a reward. It takes, ladies and gentlemen, it takes love to preach the gospel. It takes love to understand the gospel. And it takes a preacher with the guts to proclaim it. I'd like to apologize for some of the distorted on the music tonight that we have played you here, but I wanted you to especially hear the song American Pie. Bye-bye, America. Bye-bye, USA. Hello, Republic. You're coming back to stay. Ladies and gentlemen, Israel will prevail. There shall be a time of trouble, and it's called Jacob's Trouble, and it's recorded in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7. You can read it for yourself. And if you would like to see what Yahweh pronounced through the judgment of destroying America and bringing her down to a time of trouble, read Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 27. I will sow, that's mingle. I will mingle together the races in America. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the greatest melting pot of societies, and no society that has mingled itself and mixed itself has been able to stand. The reason this nation is going down the tube is simply because of miscegenation and worshiping of Baal brought in by the children of Cain. And ladies and gentlemen, how plain the Bible is. how plain that the scriptures declare. And yet, my people, which are called by my name, shall not hear what the Spirit said unto the church. What is it, Pastor Buddy? It says, come out of her, my people, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. But did you know that Israel said, we will not walk in? Did you know that the Bible prophesied that they would cast the words of the prophets and the teachers and the witnesses and the instructors to the ground, and they would prosper? There's not a famine in the land for bread and water, ladies and gentlemen. America is fat and overweight and all that good stuff. They're eating good, most of it genetically altered. Never mind. It's been prepackaged and prearranged to kill you, to destroy your seed, that you no longer be the people of Yahweh, now that they have destroyed your manhood and your seed and your offspring and mixed it and mingled it with miscegenation until you can't tell an Israelite from whatever. Anytime there's a blood altering, it's called adultery, and there was a punishment according to the book of Numbers, chapter 25. Now, I'll close it out tonight by suggesting to you that you read Numbers, chapter 25. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, that was back in those days, and we don't do those things no more, and that wouldn't be civilized, and we don't act that way. Ladies and gentlemen, the very subtle murder of unborn babies, genetic alterations, this is going on in the laboratories of the Canaanites day and night to destroy a people that are called by the name of Yahweh, who have forgotten him for Baal. If you don't return unto Yahweh, if you don't plead your case before Yahweh, why say hallelujah if you don't believe in Yah? Because that's his name, ladies and gentlemen. His name is Yahweh, and he's coming back after a people that's kept the faith and hasn't denied his name. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, your teaching is just too hard, and if that's what it takes to get into heaven, I just don't think that I could handle that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I guarantee you one thing. Yahweh is a strong tower, and the righteous will run into it, and they will be safe. And if you want salvation through grace, just remove the G and keep yourself pure, and you've got a chance to get in. You're listening to the Shepherd's Call, Pastor Buddy. I've enjoyed my hours, went too fast. I couldn't get into the meat of my message tonight. It always ends too fast. Dr. Gary, I'd like to ask you saints around the country to pray for Dr. Gary tonight. He lost his mother this week, and she's very precious and dear to him. He's a good man and honored his mother and his family. Just lost his wife recently. Now he's got two children that he's raising, that he adopted, took them out of broken homes, and he's raised them by himself. Dr. Gary, our prayers are with you. And if you would call Dr. Gary at 1-877-289-7439, leave a message that you heard Pastor Buddy on WWCR 5070 around the world, and that you love Dr. Gary. Encourage you to order his products to help us on the radio. Brother Paul, my good friend in Michigan, his contact number for STEM Tech is 1-800-253-2748. If you'd like to write me tonight And I need your help, ladies and gentlemen, to carry on the great battle as I struggle. I'm telling you, when you preach the truth and preach against these Baals and lords and gods and Jesuses and everything that they brought in, the Jesuses, it's only the good people, the five and dime people that keep me going. I need your help. Our offerings are very low. My radio time is very expensive, and I need your help. If you'd like to keep my voice on the air, if you would want it to go silent, you just sit there and do nothing. But I need to hear from you this coming week. Write me a letter and say, Pastor Buddy, I enjoyed your message on the Lord is Baal, and you've got enough nerve to preach it and tell it and prove it in the Strong's Bible. You can write me at Post Office Box 2284, that's in New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. That's Pastor Buddy, P.O. Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Call me tonight, I'm live. Area code 423-626-2172. Now that's area code 423-626-2172. I'll see you next Sunday night live on WWCR around the world. Many blessings to you.
I told him that I was going to serve him till I die. And I